Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Woo! Hallelujah. God, we bless you. God, we give you glory. We take this time to give you honor. We take this time to tell you about what you mean to us, God. Because you're good. You're the great and mighty God. There's none.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You are God. Hallelujah. Oh, we come to praise you this morning. We come to welcome you, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Sunday morning. And we just say hallelujah to the Lamb of God, to the Lamb that was slain for each and every one of us. We just say, with a humble heart and stretched out arm, have your way in our lives today. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We come to magnify your name today, the name above all names, sickness and diseases. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. How you kept us as we all slept in slumber on last night. We say thank you. You sleep nor slumber. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We come to magnify your name today. We come to welcome the Holy Spirit to rule and reign in our services on today. Oh, we just say thank you for your grace, your mercy, your compassion toward us, Lord. We say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name. We lift up the visionary of this line, Father God. We ask you to cover him and keep him, pour back into him as he pour out to your people near and far. Cover the whole entire Matthew family today, Father God, from the oldest to the youngest and all in between on today. Have your way in their lives today. Heal, deliver, and set free today, Father God. And we truly give you the praise and give you the glory. We welcome you in our services today. Rule and reign like never before, Father. Have your way in our services today. We lift up Elder Hunter and his entire family to you today, Father God. Continue to keep your arms around them, Lord God. Keep them in your keeping care, Lord God. Deacon Sanchez and his entire family, Father God. Oh, we just come to bless your name today, Lord God. We continue to lift up his son to you today, Father God. Continue to heal and deliver his son, Lord God, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet today, God. Oh, we just come to bless your name today. That no weapon formed against your people shall prosper. Every tongue rise up shall be condemned. Oh, we come to bless your name today. And we thank you, Father God, for raining down on us, Lord God. Sitting high, looking low down on each and every one of us, Lord God. And we say thank you. Thank you, Father God, for being our daddy. Thank you for our big brother, Jesus. Oh, we just come to bless your name today, God. Because, Father, we are nothing without you. We can do nothing without you. But we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So we thank you for your strength today. We thank you for your blood covering and keeping us, Lord God. Oh, we just come to bless your name. We thank you for stopping by all the hospitals on today, going from room to room, floor to floor, healing and delivering, Lord God. Stop by the intensive care unit, Lord God, and create a miracle today. Stop by the emergency rooms on today, Lord God. Heal and deliver and set free in the emergency rooms, Lord God. Stop by all the nursing homes on today. Go from room to room, floor to floor, Lord God. No matter how long they've been bound, you're able to loose them and set them free, Father God. And we say thank you in advance, Father God. We thank you for breakthroughs in our lives today and not a breakdown. We thank you that we're all getting better and not bitter. We thank you that we know we are the victors and no longer the victim. Oh, we just come to bless your name today. We plead the blood of Jesus over the atmosphere today to drive out every spirit in the atmosphere that's not of the Holy Spirit. And welcome the Holy Spirit to rule and reign in the atmosphere. Because you have a whole world in your hand. And we say thank you. Oh, we just come to bless your name today. Stop by the penitentiaries on today. Go from cell to cell on today, God. Stop by the county jails on today, Father God. Go from cell to cell. Heal and deliver, Lord God. That only you can do, Father God. Oh, we just come to bless your name today. We will continue to look to the hills where cometh our help. Our help comes from you, our strength, our peace, our joy, and our sound mind comes from you. Have your way today in our lives. Order our footsteps. Lead and direct us in all truth, Father God. And as the man of God pour out to you today in the service, Father God, pour back into him double for his trust. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We thank you for Rita that faithfully works behind the scenes. Continue to bless her and her entire family, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, meet every need they stand in need of, Lord God. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We come to magnify your name. You tell us to cast all our cares upon you because you care for us. We come to cast the world care on your shoulder today, Lord God. And we thank you for it right now because you are the problem solver. And we say thank you. Oh, we thank you for the breath we breathe today, Lord God, the activity of our limbs, eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to call on your name. Oh, we just say thank you. We lift up our neighbors to you today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, touch them in a mighty way, Lord God. Heal and deliver and set them free, Father God. And we say thank you. We thank you for silence the violence from the south side, west side, north side, east side, suburban areas all over the land today. Silence the violence that only you can do. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory. And we just thank you for a breaker anointing, destroying every yoke, every burden, in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way this awesome Sunday morning. In Jesus' precious, wonderful name, I pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father God, for waking us up this morning. Oh, for giving us the breath of life, oh, Father God, so that we may move and have our being in you and you alone, oh, Father God. Oh, thank you, oh, Father God, for all that you have done for us, oh, Father God, keeping us in all our ways, oh, Father God, even still teaching us, oh, Father God, because we are ever learning, oh, Father God, and coming to the true knowledge of that you have placed within our path to understand, oh, Father God, in the work that we have to do here upon earth for you, through you, and by you. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for all that you're doing, oh, Father God. We also thank you, oh, Father God, for your healing powers, oh, Father God. Oh, we know that you work in patterns, oh, Father God. Oh, you work in symbols, oh, Father God, types and shadows, oh, Father God, time, space, and matter, because you are the Most High, oh, Father God. Nothing precedes you, oh, Father God, unless you send it, O Father God, before us, O Father God, making clear our paths, O Father God, so that we may do the work that you have commissioned us to do here upon earth. But we honor you, Father God, and we glorify you, Father God. We magnify you, Father God, because you are awesome in all your ways, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, for filling us with faithfulness. Father God, we thank you, O Father God, for filling us with self-control, O Father God. We thank you for filling us with joy, kindness, and peace, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, for you filling us with goodness and patience and love and gentleness, O Father God. Oh, we thank you for your fruits of the Spirit, O Father God, that guides and leads us, O Father God, that you have placed within us, O Father God, ultimately because what our Lord and Savior, Yahshua HaMashiach, done upon Calvary, O Father God. And we thank you, O Father God, for the great love that you have toward us. Oh, and we also thank you, O Father God, for placing a hedge of protection around us, O Father God, keeping us from harm and unseen danger, O Father God, that we did not even know, O Father God, that we was coming in contact with or approaching. But you and your great infinite love, O Father God, O Father God, sent your one and ministering angels, O Father God, to keep us in perfect peace, O Father God, mentally and spiritually, O Father God, whereas we will not be distracted, O Father God, by the things that is going on and around the world, O Father God. O Father God, we thank you and honor you and glorify you, O Father God. O Father God, we ask you, O Father God, that you would fill us, O Father God, in those empty spaces, O Father God, that is empty, O Father God, in us, O Father God, that we not have any knowledge of, O Father God. O Father God, we thank you, O Father God, for possessing us, O Father God, with the anointing of Christ, O Father God, so that we are not disconnected, O Father God, from you, O Father God, but is connected, O Father God, from the world influences, O Father God, and we are totally, absolutely connected to God, to your eternal kingdom, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we overcome, oh, Father God, those things that have influenced us in the past, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you for your Holy Spirit guidance, oh, Father God, and power to overcome, oh, Father God, any attack of the enemy, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you and honor you and glorify you, oh, Father God, for keeping us, oh, Father God, and giving us the strength, oh, Father God, to not be, oh, Father God, double-minded, oh, Father God, in this dispensation season and time. We thank you, oh, Father God, for removing any type of pride, oh, Father God, from our being, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you and honor you and glorify you, oh, Father God, for the things that you are doing within our lives, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we know, oh, Father God, that all things are in control by you and for you, oh, Father God, because you are a God of order, oh, Father God. You have set everything in order, oh, Father God, in the heavens and in the earth, oh, Father God, to follow your spoken word, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, because you are who you are and there's nothing like you, oh, Father God. Oh, nothing precedes you. Oh, Father God, and nothing is behind you. Oh, Father God, you are Alpha and Omega. You are infinity. Oh, Father God, you are the beginning and the end of everything. Oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, and we thank you and we honor you and we glorify you, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, because in your word, oh, Father God, you have said, oh, Father God, that the kingdom of God lives within us, oh, Father God. So I reach out, oh, Father God, that we will truly, oh, Father God, let the kingdom, oh, Father God, live within us, oh, Father God, so that the kingdom will come here upon earth through us, oh, Father God, and by us, oh, Father God, by what you have done, oh, Father God, in the lives of your people, oh, Father God, so that we may be examples of faith, we may be examples of steadfastness, oh, Father God, we may be examples of vindication and favor, oh, Father God, we may be examples of restoration, oh, Father God, with from them knowing us personally, oh, Father God, and seeing what you are doing up in our lives, oh, Father God, and seeing, oh, Father God, that you have repositioned us here in this dispensation season and time, oh, Father God, by your influence, oh, Father God, by the Holy Spirit, oh, Father God, that would influence them, oh, Father God, to desire a closer walk with you, oh, Father God, so that you may be able to break, oh, Father God, every yoke of bondage, oh, Father God, that has kept them in bondage, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you and we honor you and we glorify you, oh, Father God, for that you are changing our mindsets, oh, Father God, until you, oh, Father God, because you have placed within us, oh, Father God, the mind of Christ, oh, Father God. Oh, and we thank you and honor you and glorify you, oh, Father God, for what you are doing in the lives of your people, oh, Father God, because there's no one like you, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for restoration, oh, Father God, of the systems of our body, oh, Father God, the skeletal, the muscular, the circulatory, the digestive, the nervous, oh, Father God, the lymphatic, oh, Father God, the endocrine system, oh, Father God, our respiratory system, oh, Father God, it is dispensation season and time, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, keep us in perfect pace. Peace, oh, Father God, because our mind is definitely stayed upon you, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, for regenerating us, oh, Father God, in this season, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, for the water of your word washing us and keeping us clean, oh, Father God, so that nothing in us, oh, Father God, that the enemy may try to attach to us, may attach yourself to us, oh, Father God. Oh, we may feel the experience of certain things and symptoms, oh, Father God, but we do not have the totality of the thing that they are sending out, oh, Father God, in the land and in the atmosphere, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for the repositioning again, oh, Father God, of our connection with you, oh, Father God, because we are led and guided by your spirit, even in thoughts, oh, Father God, even transforming the things, oh, Father God, that we may see outwardly, oh, Father God. Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for repositioning those things within our lives in this season, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you again, oh, Father God, for bringing us to restoration, oh, Father God, for placing us in that place of restoration, oh, Father God, that you are restoring those things and preparing us, oh, Father God, for the season, oh, Father God, that we are quickly approaching, oh Father God, and strengthening us in those areas, oh Father God, that may need a tune-up, oh Father God, so that we may stand strong and not be tossed to and fro, oh Father God, for the things that we may hear and the things that we may speak, oh Father God, because you are speaking to our inwardness of you, oh Father God, our spirit, oh Father God, preparing us, oh Father God, for what is to come, oh Father God, because we will not be moved and we will not be shaken, oh Father God, by the enemy's plans, oh Father God, that he has had and tried to attack in this season, oh Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh Father God, for putting that word within our mouth, oh Father God, to defeat everything, oh Father God, and to dismantle everything, oh Father God, and to destroy everything, oh Father God, of the weapons and the things that the enemy is sending out in this season, oh Father God, because we will not be moved. We will stand strong, oh Father God, in this dispensation season and time, equipped, oh Father God, with your word, oh Father God. Oh, we thank you for your armor also, oh Father God, that you are placing upon us, Father God, strengthening those areas, oh Father God, that has been beaten, oh Father God, in certain areas and may be weakened from the battles that we have fought, and standing strong in those areas, oh Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh Father God, also for giving us rest, oh Father God. Oh, but we all have your spirit within inside of us that never sleeps, that never slumber. We are ready for battle, oh Father God, when you call, oh Father God. Oh, and we thank you and honor you and glorify you, oh Father God, for what you're doing in this season, oh Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh Father God, for our immune system also being strengthened in this season and time of our life, oh Father God. Oh, Father God, they are sending out words, oh Father God, that try to attach yourself to people's mental cognitiveness, oh Father God. But I decree and declare, oh Father God, that every word, oh Father God, that comes to our ear gate that is not conducive to our well-being, oh Father God, it will be automatically dismantled and our immune system, oh Father God, and our mitochondrial system within our body and everything in us, oh Father God, that you have created in us, oh Father God, to work perfectly together and to stand strong and to ward off those things that enter into our body that is not of you, that is trying to cause disruption, will not cause disruptions in our bodies, oh Father God. Oh, and then first within our mind, we will not receive those things, oh Father God, through our ear gate, oh Father God, that that is designed to take root, oh Father God, within our bodies, oh Father God, because of our acceptedness and our belief in it. Oh, but we stand upon your word, oh Father God. And we stand, oh Father God, and what you have directed us to do, oh Father God. We stand upon your word, oh Father God, and what it has told us and directed us to do, oh Father God. And that no weapon, oh Father God, you said in your world, shall be able, oh Father God, to come against those things, oh Father God, because we stand upon your word, oh Father God. Oh, we thank you and honor you and glorify you, Father God. Oh, we thank you for your hedge of protection. We thank you for your men of God, oh Father God, that is preparing to preach your word and release your word into your people, oh Father God, at that perspective places. We thank you for preparing their hearts to receive your word, oh Father God. And we decree and declare that the enemy, oh Father God, will not be able to snatch that word, oh Father God, that they have received, oh Father God, that your word will fall upon good ground within them, oh Father God. Oh, we thank you and honor you and glorify you, oh Father God, for what you're doing in this season, oh Father God. We thank you for your Holy Spirit guidance, oh Father God, and the power to overcome any and every attack of the enemy, Father God. We thank you, oh Father God, for blood washing our soul, oh Father God, from the things, oh Father God, that we have taken in and built a foundation on. Oh, but we build the foundation upon our relationship and trueness of your word, the unadulterated truth, oh Father God, the word that you have challenged us personally, oh Father God, to search, dig, and to understand so that it will take its rightful place within our lives, oh Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh Father God, for your vindication. We thank you for your favor. We thank you for your repositioning, oh Father God, of us, oh Father God, in this time of our life, in this season, oh Father God, that we are quickly approaching. Oh, we thank you for restoration again. Oh, we thank you for atoning, for preparing us, oh Father God, to receive, oh Father God, the atonement, oh Father God, that you are readily to reach out and dispense to all of us here, oh, Father God, in this season of our lives, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, because in your word you say that you never forsake us nor leave us, oh, Father God. And we stand upon that and know that truthfully, oh, Father God, without any second thoughts about it, oh, Father God. Oh, so we thank you and we love you. We honor you. We glorify you. We love our family. We love your people, oh, Father God. Even we love those who do not love us, oh, Father God. Oh, and we thank you and honor you, oh, Father God, for giving us that ability to do that, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you and we honor you and we glorify you, oh, Father God. And I decree and declare, oh, Father God, that our minds would be stayed upon you, oh, Father God, that it would be vindicated, oh, Father God, from those things, oh, Father God, from what the enemy, oh, Father God, is trying to place up in our path, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for the overcoming deceptions, oh, Father God. And we thank you, oh, Father God, for taking the blinders off our eyes, oh, Father God, so that we may see to see and hear to hear, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, again, oh, Father God, for restoration, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for restoring us, oh, Father God, into a rightful place up in you, oh, Father God, Lord, bringing us to new places in you. It may be new to us, oh, Father God, but it never was new to you. It just was preparing us to receive that newness of you in this season, oh, Father God, to strengthen us, oh, Father God, in the things, oh, Father God, that we make come in contact with, oh, Father God, and the thoughts, oh, Father God, that may flow through our mind, oh, Father God, and the feelings that we may feel, oh, Father God, from our emotions, oh, Father God. But we thank you, oh, Father God, that you are keeping us in perfect peace, oh, Father God, through all the things, oh, Father God, that we may experience, oh, Father God, and all the things that we are going to go through, oh, Father God. And we thank you and we honor you and glorify you. And finally, my brothers and sisters and Christ, oh, Father, that we shall keep our minds stayed upon you, oh, Father God, because in your word in Philippians 4:8, oh, Father, you say that whatever things are true, honest, just, pure, and lovely, and of good report, oh, Father God, that our minds, oh, Father God, shall be stayed upon those things, oh, Father God. And you also said that if there be any virtue, oh, Father God, and if there be any praise, oh, Father God, that our minds, oh, Father God, and our thinking ability, oh, Father God, would be stayed upon those things, oh, Father God, and not be tossed to and fro and wavered, oh, Father God. Doubt is not a word in our vocabulary, oh, Father God, anymore. Shalom.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister, Leandria, here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Cause all I seem to do is hurt me, hurt me. Lord, deliver me. Cause all I seem to do is hurt
and my background sin. God, rescue me from myself, from my overthinking. If you're listening out there, just repeat after me if you're struggling with your past and say, let the Lord know. Just say, oh. He wants to restore your soul. Wicked ways, I will hear from heaven. Break it on down. So it is. It is so. Amen. Now when we pray, we want to end that with a declaration, a decree. So I'm speaking for all of you listening, starting here, starting now. The things that hurt you in the past won't control your future. Starting now, this is a new day. This is your exodus. You are officially released. Now sing it for me, Leandria.
Take time and just say thank you, my God. Thank you, oh thank you. Thank you, love. Gotta take time and say. Come on, let him know. Just let him know how thankful you are today. Oh Lord, we say, oh, we say, thank you, Jesus. Just gotta say, just wanna say, thank you,
day to you, and I welcome each and every one of you all to another prophetic experience teaching time where the word of the Lord comes alive. I am yours truly, Prophet Andy. The Lord, I'm excited about what God is doing and certainly thanking God for another day as he's continuously blessing us in this new month that we just entered into, 2023. We bring the things alive to the heart, mind, soul, and the will of God's people. And those who have an ear, the word of the Lord God said, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church or to the body or the ecclesia. We're excited about what God is doing and thanking God for this day. And certainly I know that there is a prophetic word from the Lord in this timetable for which we're in. But I want to take this time to say congratulations to two of our very own great, awesome kingdom leaders, Minister Anton Moore and his wonderful wife, Tiana Moore, on that celebratory time on yesterday. We blessed the Lord for both of them, how God blessed them in such an awesome way. And I'm telling you, what a powerful ceremony it was. And I was so glad that we were part of it. And when I say we, those who came out to join them from Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, and those who were able to watch part of it via the social media platform, and they were excellent. Not actually the wedding, but the part where everybody was able to see the carriage ride and some of the other activities. We were governing ourselves accordingly based upon the regulations of the man and woman of God for the event. But I tell you, it was such a blessing, and we just honor the Lord for all that he has done and all that he is doing, and he continuously do for us because of our faithfulness and dedication to the work and to the kingdom of God. So I'm just blessing God today for allowing us to experience such an auspicious occasion for such a phenomenal time in the land. And certainly we thank God for what the Lord has given us to do, to be able to be a strength and a support to these fine couple who bless so many people with their life. I believe they're going to be a perfect example of the institution and the constitution of what marriage would be all about and what God designed it to be for family or the union of family. And so I tell you, I'm just thanking God for what he's doing and how he's doing it for Administrative Brian and Saints of God. The Lord is putting together such a conglomerate of people who are willing to really walk in this season and walk in the purpose for which God has for their life. So many people have been left out of the prophetic equation for their lives and their destiny and their purpose. And when you're watching the hand of God on so many of these great vessels, you're watching such a powerful presence of how God is doing things in this dispensation of time for the lives of so many of these young people. And it's just a blessing to see the great work that God is doing in their life, for their life on today. So I don't take it lightly, all that the Father is doing for his children and establishing himself through them and for them and showing them the way to go and the route to go through their relationship with him and through their divine connection. So we just bless the Lord for all that he's doing for so many people whose season is coming and whose season is here to be able to enjoy the fellowship and the amenities of God's hand on their life and the divine connection for which the Lord is ordaining for so many of the kingdom leaders from around the world. So we just honor the Lord for them and all of the guests that came. It certainly was truly a powerful presence in a royal ceremony. We thank God for how the Lord prepared it to bless so many people's lives who were there. And I thank God for all that he's doing and all that he's continuously doing for many of us in this season of our life as we reach this pivotal crossroad in destiny and the purpose. The Lord dropped something in my spirit as we were preparing for today and always in our preparation for the Word of God. He always drops some things in my spirit that will become life-changing for so many people. And as we're watching so many events unveil around us, when I say unveiling, they're certainly unveiling around us. He dropped something in the book of Isaiah in my spirit to really expound on this. Now, oftentimes I teach Isaiah in so many ways, but today he's given me something for the people, and not only for the people, but for the world, because so many times the world gets a little taste of the relationship God has with them or the love that he has for us. And many people don't even really understand the depth of his love that he has for us and the power of his love for us and how so many things biblically in the Word of God is encrypted in these scriptures. And the more we get into the Word of God and study the Word of God, we're finding out, and even with those who have been following me as I share the Word of God, those who have followed me, many of you all are getting a total clear understanding of what the Word of God is all about based upon its writing, its presentation, and the scripture of the Word. And the more we've been enlightened to what is being written and what's being done, we're coming to a pivotal crossroad, Administrator Aretha Bryan, for the people to really understand God and his relationship with us and the divine connection he has for us in the Word of God, so that we will not be deceived by the system that have been in place for so long and have institutionalized the mind of God's people. And when I say institutional mind of God's people, it's not the people that have necessarily been institutionalized, but it's those who are teaching them have been institutionalized. So it is very important for us to really understand the Word of God from its totality, not just parts or portions of some of the Word of God, but really to tap into the Word of God about his life and what the Word of God really means to us as believers, and being able to apply this Word of God to our lives and to let the men and women of God truly understand their position and their pricelessness when it comes to God and who he's speaking to and the divine connection for which the Lord is bringing us to really understand our relationship with him. And it is so important for many of us to really, really navigate ourselves and brace ourselves for what's coming and what's about to transpire in the land and as it relates to the events in the land. And the reason I'm saying this, because many people are not aware of the details of what's actually going on right now in the land and around the world. So what God is revealing to us is going to really, I won't say shock us, but bring us into the revelation of what God wants to reveal to us through the word of God and through his plan. If you've been following me, and many of you who have, over the last several years, I've been sharing, revealing, and explaining the importance of what's been hidden is being revealed. What's been hidden is being revealed. Minister, if you would do me a quick favor, woman of God, if you would, for me, if you can do me a quick favor on your end, can you bring in those three commercials for me, and I'll come right back. If you can do that for me, if you can do that on your end, I appreciate that, and then we'll come right back and share the word of God. I appreciate that, Administrator Brian.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Dr. LaRon Matthews would like to personally invite you to join Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries and LaRon Matthews Ministries for their weekly services as follows. Sunday morning, 7:30 a.m., it's Facebook Live.
Find the broadcast on LaRon Matthews Facebook page.
11 a.m., in-person and virtual worship experience at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Tuesday night, 7 p.m., a powerful prophetic teaching in person and virtual.
Find this broadcast on the RFPIM Facebook page.
Dr. LaRon Matthews is also a licensed Christian counselor and life coach. If you desire counseling, please feel free to contact the office at 708-825-1988 or 877-912-2027 for rates and available time. To receive more about the ministry, you can visit the ministry website at www.werestoreyou.org.
That's www.werestoreyou.org.
God bless you.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon. Soon.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter. The brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. It's available now. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at werestoreyou.org.
That's W-E-R-E-S-T-O-R-E, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com. Or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from werestoreyou.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.
Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive-By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International, Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreU.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Amen. God bless each and every one of you once again for joining us. And certainly we honor the Lord for you, you, and you on today. And let's prepare to go into prayer. Whatever you believe in the Lord for in our time of prayer, I believe that there is a word from the Lord for your life, my life, and the lives of those who are listening in far and near. And certainly when you're trusting God in a season like this, you have to know that there's something powerful that the Lord is unveiling for his people and the lives of those who are connected to him in so many ways. All right, pray with me if you would. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come before you on today. Lord, we honor you, we glorify, we magnify, and we magnograph your name. We honor you for all that you're doing in this season of our life. We thank you for the preparation for the greater in this season. We thank you for all of the things that you're doing in our life and through our life in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, God, we come against the stronghold and the strong man that would try to deviate us from the course and the mandate in the earth realm. Lord, I thank you right now for your power and your glory and your presence. And we give you praise, glory, and honor. And it is so in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen, amen, and amen. All right, those of you who are joining us via social media platform, please share with others, let them know that we're on and you will be blessed. And as I was saying earlier today, it's very critical in this season of our life as prophetic people to really understand what is going on and what is in position or what is happening right now in the land. And as we're watching and viewing what is going on in the land, it is critical for us to be in our position as believers. Those of you who are joining me, please share with others that they may be blessed as well, too, as they're coming in on today. And if you would be so kind to share with others right now, those of you who are listening on the blog side, blog talk side, if you would as well, share with others that they may be blessed as well, too. We've been doing so many things today, and we honor the Lord in our traveling and from town to town, city to city, and from different parts of the United States. We just thanking God that God has governed us to be here today and have the strength to be able to do what we're doing on today as we've been traveling. And when I say traveling, we have been traveling over the last several hours. So thanking God. Thank God for one of the greatest administrators that I have, and Administrator Brian, thank you so much, because I tell you, it's been a powerful journey over these last several hours, or we could say the last 10, 11 hours, and those who have been connected with us, you all understand we've been really making it happen, and anytime you're in the kingdom of God making it happen with the word of God, you have to have the strength to do this in this season with so many people's lives at stake and connection that we're making. So we're thanking God for you, you, and you. But I need to release this word that God gave me, and then it will be a prophetic word for a few of you who are joining us. I want you to buckle your seatbelt up, because this is a real prophetic timetable that we're in. And those of you who are following us, please, if you will be so kind, you may want to share this with others that they may be blessed as well with the word of the Lord God. I believe it will bless their spirit and bless their heart, bless their mind as well, those who are coming in and connecting with us on today. I want to speak from the word of the Lord God from the book of Isaiah, chapter 43. Now, I'm sharing this today because so many things need to be revealed, and the people really need to know what's going on in the world as it relates to the time that we're in, the timetable that we're in, and the things that are happening right now in the world, especially as it relates to the state of the church and the church world, what's going on. And one of the things when you're reading the Word of God, I want people to really understand that when you read these 66 books of the Bible, over the last 12 years, these 66 books have been designed around the Catholic Church, the Jesuit Order, the Royal Family, many other secret societies. And when I say this, it is very important what I'm going to reveal to you today so that many of you will truly understand the direction or the prophetic direction for which God is taking us in too. We are in a very critical time in the earth realm. And for many of us, we really need to know in detail what is coming and what is about to transpire within the next several months. Now, for most of us, the Jewish calendar begins now. We're entering into the Jewish New Year, or what we call Judea New Year. And so when you're reading these 66 books, all of them are encrypted in codes so that you will understand in this 5784 timetable we in, there is a major leader shift in the earth realm. It's a major leadership in the earth realm. Now, the King James Version of the Bible was authorized by King James in 1604. In 1604, King James authorized the writing of the new version of what we call the colonial version of the King James. And so when you read the King James, you're not reading what we call infallible, but you're reading a translation by 46 scholars who took between 1604 and 1611. Between 1604 and 1611, that's what you get here. Now, I'm going to share some important things for many of the men and women of God who the Lord is raising up right now to understand the strategy of your sound in the earth realm and the importance of what God is doing right now. The codes are being revealed. And most of the codes that are being revealed, they're not being revealed by church people. They're being revealed by the world. And very few people who are in the church are revealing the secrets, but the mysteries behind these codes. So everybody will have a clear understanding of what you're watching as it relates to the nation and the world and the events around the world. And everything you're watching is important to you. So let me give you a perfect illustration. Let me give you a perfect illustration of the Word of God so you can understand. And you will totally know that what I'm sharing with you is the Word and it's the truth of the Word of God. What we get at the Holy Bible, what you really get is the Holy Scripture. It's the Scripture. Now, in 1611, the King James Version of the Bible was complete. Now, if you read it, everybody talks about 400 years. When they talk about 400 years of bondage, 400 years of slavery, 40 years, and then there's going to be a time of freedom, and things are going to be liberated, and freedom going to come, and people are going to be free to be able to move, and they're going to be, it's going to be a liberation. Well, we're in that time period, and how did they project that time period? They projected by studying not the Gregorian calendar, but the Judaic calendar. And this is the closest calendar to the event of bringing the original or origin of God's word alive, or the origin of God's original people into position and power and authority. And so King James authorized them to rewrite it so it can make it clearer for the people, the colonial people to understand it, or the European people to be able to understand the King James Version of the Word of God. Now, the reason it's written like this is all of these are encrypted. This is encrypted, 66 books. So the 66 books are very important to us as we're exiting out of the Gregorian calendar year, which will be December. Now, on December 31st, 2023, going into 2024, you will actually fulfill the 666. That's the human body. That's the entire human body. When Dr. Fauci and everything was spoken, it was spoken about the 666, say 6 feet distance, 6 feet away, 6 feet apart, so you can all be 6 feet under. That was ultimately the plan. 6 feet away, 6 feet apart, 6 feet distance, so you can be 6 feet under. That was the plan. Now, on December 31st, 2023, between 12 midnight, 12:01, you move into 2024. So what you will have on December 31st, 2023, put those numbers together, and you'll have 6-6. You have 6. So if you put 12:31, what do you get? You'll get 6. You put 2023, you get 6. So you get 6-6. Going into the new year is 6. So ultimately, what you're going to see is the manifestation of the original people rising to the occasion. It's all in this time. But that's the Gregorian calendar time. But it's already solidified before that time. The 400 years, we're already in it. 400 years came into existence in 2011. Because from 1611 to 1711, 1811, 1911, 2011, you have 400 years. You have completed 400 years. That's why in 2011, the plot was to do what they did to Ethiopia, to Libya, where the original Jews were, to try to deviate them from the course of understanding what's getting ready to happen to the money systems of the world, the money system of the world, the dominance of the world, the leadership of the world, and what's coming to pass as it relates to the 12 stone, the 12 tribes. All of these things are coming into fruition, and it's coming into existence, and we're watching it. However, the next move and the next plot of this variant of what they call the coronavirus 2 was that actually it's set up to take out the arrest of those Jews or the rest of the people who are supposed to be inherited or have the genealogy of understanding the original place in God's plan for his people in this dispensation of time. So you're viewing right now a prophetic timetable, and a prophetic timetable cannot be changed or altered But what you can do is you can alter the people by giving them the shot to alter the DNA, which is inside of them, from being able to connect to the gene of the genius instead of exiting out. Because Genesis is all about the gene. And then Exodus is all about exiting out of what Egypt. But really it was exiting out of the understanding of the, and I don't want to offend anybody, but understanding the origin of Egyptian, an origin of what's been written to move them to what? Exiting out. Gene, Genesis, exiting out of the gene to what? Leviticus, to understand the priesthood, but understanding the priesthood by moving us from understanding God's plan for his people based upon them being in position or rulership or priest. Then we get numbers. Then you get the tribe, all of the tribes that are connected to the gene, to exiting out, to understanding your priestly responsibility or your duty, and then moving to understand the numbers of the tribe or the numbers of who God has selected. Then you have Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy, it means around, going around this thing, to connect us to understanding the law. Now, let me move to Isaiah 43 so you can really tap in today to connect to God's word for your life, and you will understand why everything is being done now in the earth realm in this second wave. The second wave is a second wave to wave you totally out of what God wants to do in the totality of humanity, the totality of your relationship. That is why it is critical right now to understand what this month is very about, the variance of this month, the plan of this month, the strategy of this month, and everything is coming into alignment. Now, other worlds are preparing their monetary systems right now, and the American dollar doesn't have the value it used to have. So what you're watching is you're watching the American dollar collide while the world dollar is raising up now. And prophetically, what's happening right now is that the digital currency or the digital currency in the world is going to become the dominant currency of the world because they already understood the plan based upon the word of God. That's why when Donald Trump stood in front of the Episcopal building in 2020, he stood outside the Masonic order where the White House was in front of the Episcopal building, where the Episcopal building is dominated by the Queen of England, who passed away. He was sitting assigned to her that the Bible or everything that was fulfilled generations ago in 1611 by King James is all in prophetic fulfillment. It's in prophetic fulfillment. So everything that the Catholic Church, the Jesuit order, Bones and Scales, Secret Society, Masonic order, everybody understands what is going on except those who are connected to the origin of God, because they continue to manipulate your system through the sound of what we call pulpits, but they are malpracticers who've been taught religion from what? Institutional religion. They've been institutionalized. So what you have is you have organized religion, institutional religion, institutionalism being trained. Now, prophetic people are revealing what's going on in the earth realm. So what I'm revealing to you today is to let you know the encrypted codes of when you read the law, which is the five books, then the 12 books of history. Then you move from the 12 books of history to the five books of what we call poetic books, and then the 17 prophetic books. It's all comprised of 39 books. 2023 is all about. So what you have, 12, 31, 23. Look at what you get, 6-6 at the end of the year. Going into 2024, you'll get 6-6, but men who survive will go over into 2024, which you'll get 6-6-6. You will have the crossing over into the original, or what we call the what we call sovereignty. We'll move into the presence of sovereignty. The coronavirus was set up, the crown or the corona was to manipulate the gene and the genealogy of the origin of God's people so that they can move them from the sovereignty of royalty and dominance and inheritance and what belongs to us. That's why the King Charles on May 6th at 6 a.m. was crowned as the sovereign king, who now is not authorized to be there, and his wife, who's the concierge, who is the concierge. So right now, there's no queen sitting on the throne in Great Britain. So all of it is a transfer of leadership. It's a leadership in the land. And they're doing everything in their power in this leadership of the land is to bring the people in place. That's why, and I'm not taking anything from women, that's why you see a heavy spirit of rebellion of women. They're rebelling. You know why they're rebelling? Because they're rebelling to the area of what they're trying to do. They're in a season of what they're trying to do is what they call a women's right. Women's right puts you in a place of women masculinity instead of their femininity and humanity. Because most women, when you see them today, you don't see femininity, you see masculinity. You see them ruling. So their DNA or their gene in their body is not connected to the royal presence of their feminine like Queen Elizabeth was. And so it throws them out of the DNA specification of being royal presence, beauty, queen, and all of the entities that they are. And so when you see that, you see that the structure of the union for which the woman's supposed to be in is out of order, and many of them don't feel out of order, and the ones that are out of order, they can't do anything else because their gene is out of place. And then for the males who don't have a figure in the household, then their gene is connected more to the feminine of a woman instead of the masculine of the men. So most men who are in leadership position here, our battle right now in our fight is our frequency over a masculinity sound of a woman, because they battle us, because what they see is they see us in authority, and they're not willing to relinquish their position to stand, to be that feminine woman, to place herself in that feminine role. So they know what they're doing. That's why they gave you, just before Queen Elizabeth making her exit a little bit after that, they gave you what? They gave you the woman king, because they knew what they were doing. They gave you the woman king. So they said, we're going to give the woman king so that we can keep the original plan under subjection and under authority. So you will never reach that plateau if you don't understand the DNA of the plan. Let me tell you something about God's plan. No matter how many people are in position, how many women are in rulership, you will never reach that plateau in that place of God, because it was in design for your body. God made you so created in his image and in his royalty that when you are going to wear the crown that Queen Elizabeth would carry, the 12 stones, it will be, you will operate in your such royal presence. You're not out of order. You're not loud. You're not trying to behave. You're not out of control. You don't act unbecoming, unseemly. You respect yourself. You understand who you are because of your royal presence of who you are. You know how to come under authority, but maintain, watch this, you'll become under authority and you'll maintain your royalty. See, you're not losing who you are. You're just under authority and understand your royalty. And when you understand your royalty, you understand your loyalty. You understand your truth. You understand your commitment. You understand your dedication to who you are in the presence of where you are. And when you understand that, you understand the power for which you attain through your relationship and your divine connection. You women's, if they really understood the power that they have without being manipulators, but the power they have under being what? In the presence of their femininity. Your femininity wins over eternity and make men love you in humanity. Oh, y'all ain't ready for me today. See, when you connect with the wrong atmosphere, you won't be able to operate. See, you don't have to chase Bozo. You'll walk in royalty, and Bozo won't clown, and Boaz will be the one that will give you the crown, if you want to put it in that terminology. Because, see, one of the things that you understand under the code, listen to this under the code. Under the cryptic code, here's the power of what was said when Queen Esther took the throne. The only way Queen Esther was ever able to take the throne is this. When King Ahasuerus asked Queen Elizabeth, when Esther came before the king, which named hidden or secret, how did she get in the presence of the king in 3 days, 72 hours? When it was forbidden, she had to wait 30 days. She had to understand the code to get into his presence. And when she figured out the code, she figured out how to get into his presence. So to get into the king's presence, she requested that the Jews pray. Everybody went on a fast. And then she said, if I perish, she'll perish. But she's going to get into the presence of the king. And when she came into the presence of the king had to set her. And she said, what is it that you desire even to have for the kingdom? Now listen to this code. She said, what is it that you desire even to the half of the kingdom? And Esther said, I require a banquet. Now look at the code he gave her. Now that's the code that the lords have, because oftentimes kings, other kings and rulers will connect other women to these kings so that they will poison them or destroy them. So to get into the presence of the king, you have to understand the code to get into his presence. And what she asked when she came into his presence, he said, what is it that you desire, even to have for the kingdom? Look what she said. She said, I just require a banquet with my enemy, Haman. Look how powerful that was. Most women who don't understand their royalty or their femininity, when he asks for what is it that you desire from me, even to have for the kingdom, this is what she said, a banquet. Most people would ask for, well, give me half of the kingdom, honey, or give me this of the kingdom, give me that of the kingdom. And it would have caused him to have to kill you. Why? Because when she requested that the king to get into his presence, she asked for the coal. What did she give him? She gave him the coal. I require a banquet. And when she required a banquet, she required a present to bring his enemy to the table for the banquet. Now, here's the secret code. She didn't have to ask for half of the kingdom. Why? Because she had the king. Y'all just missed the revelation. See, if she would have asked for things, he would have killed her. Why? Because she already had the king. Look what he threw at. What is it that you desire? Even half of the kingdom? If she would have said half of the kingdom, he knew he had to kill her because he had all of the kingdom and she had all of him. Oh, y'all ain't ready for me. Y'all ain't ready for me. See, she had all of him. And he had all of the kingdom. She had all of him. See, that's why you have to understand your royal position. And a lot of women don't understand their royal position. That's why so many things are out of order. And that's why right now on the throne, on the kingdom, on the throne right now, there's a concierge because she doesn't she knows that her royal position is in breach. She's a concierge. She can't be the queen. And so God is raising up those women who will be prepared to be in the royal position when the king presents them a welcome to enter such a time as this. See, King Ahasuerus already messed up because he invited Haman into the palace who was 15 generations later. Why? Because Saul did not kill Agag when God told Saul to destroy Agag, all of those idols, all of those ancient festivals, all of those ancient spirits, all of those deities, but they did not do that. So what they had is that Saul refused. He took all of the stuff, and then Samuel came and killed Agag, cut his head off. His wife escaped what? She escaped pregnant 15 generations later, 300 years later. She ends up at the original place where the original seat of the kingdom is. And that was at Vestai. The problem was not Vestai. The problem was the king who was a drunkard and had Haman, who was an officer in his administration. So many leaders have to be very careful. Who do you have in your administration that's generations ago who are plotting to stop the move of what's happening right now? There's a move in the land to plot to stop the original people from getting into power. They can't do it, but it's going to be collateral damage. That's why you're watching two presidents of the United States of America operating a former president and a city president right now in two of the greatest positions in the world. And what major indictment? Because we're watching that regime come, that regime being eliminated from history. Those, do you know, if you study their genealogy, them two are family members. They're family members. The Biden and the Trump in the bloodline. This is genealogy, and they're fighting. And what God is doing, he's allowing us to watch what goes around come around. What goes up must come down. You reap what you sow. And guess what? People forgive, but guess what? History remembers. Oh, yeah, I'm teaching today. I'm teaching you so you can understand what is about to befall the nations around the world. And it's going to be collateral damage. And what people don't understand, there will be collateral damage on your way to promise, purpose, and preeminence. You're going to have to deal with collateral damage. And those prophetic people who are hearing me today, you're going to rise up to this dimension. You're rising up to the high level in the spirit world. And so many people don't understand the power for which you're getting ready to attain and the prestige that's getting ready to overtake us. There's two more things getting ready to happen in the earth realm. Keep your eye. I told people, what did I say to many of you several months ago? Keep your eye connected to the White House, and you saw what's coming out of that. Now, keep your eye connected to Vatican City. Keep your eye posted to what's going on right now. Everything is a decoy. Right now, you're watching a decoy. Everything is a decoy. It's a deviance. It's a deviance. Listen to me, people. It's a deviance. It's a decoy. It's another decoy. It's another decoy. It's going to be another decoy all the way into the fulfillment of the Gregorian calendar ending in 12/31/2023. 666. The men are crossing over. You have 666. You'll have total fulfillment. That's why they invested. 2019 was a setup. 2020 was a year of a genocide. It was the genocide, the gene. 2021 was supposed to be grief, sorrow, mental health, suicidal. 2022 was tremendous pressure, pain, and losses. So people in residue, 2023 is the master year. It was the light that was supposed to bring us into understanding what 2023 was all about, so that you can understand you're coming into the sovereignty of God, the presence of power. Do you understand what's going on in the White House? Do you understand what's going on with the previous president? That's an all-points bulletin in the world. That has nothing to do with us. It's history playing itself out. And you're watching the manifestation of it. So this month is very important to many of you. Let me read it to you, okay? I'm going to read it to you so you can understand. Go ahead. Everybody go ahead and share with other people. This month, listen to me. This month is very critical. Ladies and gentlemen, beloved, mark this word. This month is very pivotal. Last month launched an attack in the spirit world. So what you saw, and you saw 60 years completed of the speech on Washington, D.C. So the I Have a Dream speech of 1963 on August 28th solidified what's going on in Washington, D.C. The dream that he had is a manifestation of 2023, 60 years. And God visits the sins and the iniquity of the fathers and the children to the third and fourth generation of their iniquity. So it's 20 from 1963 to 2023, you got 60 years. So that's 20 years of the generation. So what do you have? 1, 2, 3. God visits the sins of the father on their children to the third and fourth generation. So this generation, there's a visitation of what's happening to the president in their son. So what you're watching that's happening to Joe Biden's son is God is visiting the genealogy of the bloodline of what his father did. Oh, y'all ain't ready for me. And you're seeing it, and you're watching the genealogy of Donald Trump, what his father did, visit. You're watching the iniquity, the visitation. It's a visitation. So we're watching the rising up of a nation, the rising up. That's why the Bible, what I call the Holy Scripture, because they call y'all call it the Holy Bible, the Holy Scripture is revealing right now. And many of you right now, if you have sound in your voice, don't shut your mouth down. Because what they're doing right now is the mainstream media that's ruled by the nine major families of the world, the noble birthing of the world, are the dominant. And so they control the mainstream media, but they don't control the sound of a presence that comes from the gene that give you the power and the authority from the Adam, A-T-O-M. That's what you get Adam from, the Adam. And when you get the Eve from, is you get that from the evening. In each chapter of the book, it says the morning and the evening was the second day. The morning and the evening was the third day. What you get is the Adam in the evening with the beginning of the day. It was good. So what you're dealing with in the earth realm is you're dealing with the Adam coming to know that the evening is here. The evening is here. We're coming to the evening. Jesus did not die on a Friday and raise up on a Saturday. That's a farce. And anybody preach that, they are the devil. It's a farce. Jesus couldn't die 3 days, doing that a day and a half. He had to die 3 days. And he rose in the evening. He didn't rose early Sunday morning. That's pagan by the Catholic Church and the Jesuit order. That's, hey, he didn't rise the early morning. He rose in the evening. So when you get Adam in evening, or Adam and Eve, you mean evening. Your Adam, your gene, wake up in the evening, because your gene is opening you up to knowledge. Jesus rose, well, in the evening, because it rose, it shows power of who you are in the evening and the power for which you attain in your life. So the Adam in the Eve was the evening for the glory of God to manifest. Jesus could not die on a Friday and raise up on an early Sunday morning. That's not biblically sound. It's not even in the word of God. He can't be dead a day and a half. And you teachers and preachers are preaching the last seven words of Jesus, and you don't even know what those encrypted codes mean of all seven words that's encrypted and encryption of the code. I'm trying to reveal to you so you won't be systematically following theology. You won't be systemic in your knowledge and your understanding of the mystery. That's why the world is coming to the knowledge and the understanding of who they are and the power for what we're about to attain in the earth realm and what's getting ready to shift globally concerning the nation and concerning the world and the world events right now that is happening to the people. And this is the first Sunday in the month of September. So it's the beginning of the new year, and many of you are coming to understand that in this month is the ultimate month for men and women of God to rise up. It's the month of sound. It's the dominant of sound. He who controls your hearing controls your future, and your genealogy is raising up. So you have to understand at the end of the month, we move into the new year, and many of us, some people are waiting for the end of the year for the 666 to manifest. You are already in the completing of the genealogy perfected, the perfecting of the genealogy of where you are. So the knowledge for which you're coming into is the knowledge and the power to be able to attain the genealogy. That's why the world understands that. That's why the people, the children of darkness, is wiser than the children of light. Why? Because they have the light having went off. You're coming into the knowledge of things, the power of things, the prestige of things, the greatness of things, the philosophy, the philosophical of things. And these scholars, they understood it, so they wrote it in encryption code. So when you read the major prophets, what you get from the major prophet is five books. Now listen to this. Let me break them down. Isaiah means Yahweh is salvation. 66 books. Yahweh is salvation. Look at the 66 books. The 66 books will lead you to understanding the way to God in you. 66. 6. 6. Man will come into the knowledge of understanding salvation. The Savior that's in you. Then Jeremiah is 52 books. Jeremiah is 52 chapters. Isaiah 66 chapters. Explain all encrypted in these 66 books. Isaiah is encrypted in 66 books. Jeremiah means Yahweh is exalted and uplifted. Those 52 chapters breaks it down to 52 weeks. So Jeremiah proved that God, Yah, or Yahweh, is exalted and uplifted 52 weeks of the year. Isaiah, 66 chapters, encrypted to understand all 66 books. Savior. Jeremiah, 52 chapters, open you up to know that Yah, Elohim, is lifted 52 weeks of the year. Let's go over to understand lamentation, grief, sorrow, pain, loss, grief, sorrow, lamentation. That book open you to understand the suffering of the sovereignty for which Yahshua will come. He will be the fulfiller of not only those 66 scriptures or 66 books, but he will ultimately close out as the one who will take us from what we call from persecution so into resurrection. If you, the only way anybody can understand the resurrection, they have to understand the persecution. The word of God says in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 7, if the prince of the air would have known, let me turn there so you can understand that. Let me turn there. Are you being blessed today? 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. Here's what the word of God said. 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. This will solidify many things for the people. 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. All right, now listen to this. Paul message. Let's read. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the prince of this world. So our wisdom do not come from those who think they're perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world. What I'm speaking to many of you all about right now is coming from the wisdom and coming from the kairos of God. The kairos of God always interrupts the chronos, the kairos, chronological, the wisdom of the world, nor the prince of this world that came to naught. So the fallen angels did not have the access to God's second plan for mankind when they were kicked out of eternity into time. They only brought to the earth realm the secrets that was revealed at that time. Mankind, we have access to those secrets of that, those times and the secrets of this time. So we have access to all of the dimensions that God revealed to us in a place of the gene in us. And they recognize and realize that many of us are coming to the revelation of the original plan and the timetable for which God has ordained. How many people would invest in putting people to follow a person like me traveling around the world to try to figure out his mind? How did he determine what was going to happen on January 6th and tell the world that was going to be chaos on the United States Congress, House of the United States Congress, and it was going to be chaos? And now that event is going to go down in history as a chaotic event, and even the former president connected and other people. How is it that he is able to go into the encryption and explain he made? And because I said, I told the people in the month of 2020, I said, there will be I see major chaos in the United States Congress. Congress people, senators, chaos all over. And it's going to happen after January 6th. Go to my page. Go to my page. You can look down. You'll read it. I gave it to the people in December 18th or 19th of 2020. And it happened. And from that day forward, they have been carefully watching, following my information. They've been summoning me, want details, and even other folks want to connect with me. Why? Because I'm revealing the mysteries of eternity, and I'm revealing mysteries that fallen angels don't even have access to. That's why they took the book of Enoch out and some of the other books. That's why they got the the Ethiopian book, which is the original of everything, explain all the specific details of all this, all the things that are going on. Let me take you down a little deeper. Well, then of the prince of the air world that came to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in what? A mystery. Even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto his glory. So what I share to you is before the world ever came into existence, I'm revealing to you before it happened or before the world was formed. And the most dangerous thing that a man can do or a woman can do is go past secret societies, world leaders who summon fallen angels and meet with them in sacred Vatican place, Nephilim, and they can tell them all the secrets, and God's people don't know the secrets because we not, have not came subject to the presence of God. So he can reveal to us that we are just a little lower than the angel. And when you talk about little lower than the angel, when he speaks of a little lower, he speaks of elevation, elevating yourself to be in the presence of him. So we're revealing to the world all of the things that even the angels who are on the earth doesn't even know about it until it's revealed. It's only revealed to those who bow. See, when you see that head, when you see this, when y'all stand up, listen to this. When you stand up, watch this. When you do this, when you bow your head, you give access to what? You give access to your gene. You give access to your atom. You give access to your molecules, molecular system, going down into understanding your pineal gland. You give access to those who are in position, and they dominate your gene, and they dominate you by bowing, by symbols, by signs. And if you don't do that, then that means you don't have access to that worship. You don't have access to that scripture. They don't have access to that dimension. And they can control what you do in that realm. Are y'all following? So when you operate there, then the hemisphere of the brain is now ruled by man. And man is ruled by Nephilim, or reptilian presence, or ancient spirits. And when you bow to those spirits, you have officially given your rights. That's why the devil told Jesus in the word of God, in the last chapter of Matthew 4:1, and we'll read that, but let me finish this up so you can understand specifically in detail how you have to be very careful of those who have made certain covenants and made certain sacrifices to God or deity or to mankind. Here's what he said. Verse 7, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom of God, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this air knew. For had they known it, they would have not what? Crucified the Lord of glory. So before you can really understand how to resurrect, you have to go through what they call the crucifixion. And we're not talking about this crucifixion. You understand the crucifixion, you understand going through suffering, the presence of suffering. And the suffering is not the suffering of losing a man, somebody hurting. It's the suffering is dying to the flesh, the dirt, because we were made from dirt. When the angel was kicked into the earth, they were kicked into dirt. God blew into us dirt. We blew into us out of dust. He formed man out of the dirt, and we became a living soul. Now listen to this. For had they known it, they would not crucify the Lord of glory. But as it is written, now we're going back to sound. As it is written, have not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Now while you got the scriptures, y'all follow me there. Let's read that. Verse 9. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear. Underline ear there. Underline heard. Because in heard, that the word ear and heard. Ear, heard. You're hearing. Neither has it entered into the heart. Heart has an ear. A man, the thing for which God prepared for them that love him. You see the dimension? Ear, heard. In there is another ear. Ear, heard. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. Ear, sixth. Heard, sixth. Heart, sixth. We're bringing you to understand, to be able to hear, heard, hearing God, heard, heard. He that has an ear, let him hear. Hear, heard, nor ear, heard, heard. Say that. Look up the word heard now. Neither has it entered into the heart of man the thing for which God has prepared for them that love him. I'm bringing you to a spiritual dimension so that you will know that in this critical time that you're in right now, we're getting ready to see the rising up of one of the greatest times of history as it relates to melanated people, the rising up, the changing, the guards, the atmospheric shift, the movement in the land. There's an angel over here by my wall. He's flapping his wings over here because I was listening to it. He's moving his wings. The presence of what's manifesting itself in the earth realm, to be able to connect. So many of you prophetic people right now, where you are at, you're fighting your own selves. Your biggest battle is in your mind. That's the inside of you, because of what was told to you by religion. Systematic religion, institutional religion. Most people are not what we call blood washed. Their brain is, they're being brain washed. They're trying to wash your brain of the gene, of the knowledge, of the mysteries, of learning how to transcend one's ability into understanding the secrets of what the world is all about in the origin from which it is. That's why a small percentage of the world is fighting for what you call gender rights or genderism or transgender, transgene gender. They're trying to get you to change your gene from its original DNA or nanoparticles of understanding who you are. When you have given your rights of your genealogy to a trans, that's what I call transgender, a trans. When someone is in a trans, they're in a comatose state, and they let someone else enter into their gene and have access to rule over them. They're no longer who they are. So that's what you get the word transgender. A man is going to always be a man. A woman is going to always be a woman. But the trans that they're in will never put them into transcending, but they'll allow someone to have access to who they are. And they'll never be who God designed, because they give understand the power to transcend out of you into the presence of God. If you ever transcend, you have power over demons. You have power over fallen angels. You can rule the spirit world with the authority and the power if you transcend. You can tap into those spiritual realms, and you can tell demon spirits what to do, where to go, as Enoch did, because Enoch was able to translate. He was a translator. Translator is being able to transmit. If you can translate, you can transmit. Translate means understanding to relate how to deal with other spirit worlds. And many people don't know how to deal with other spirit worlds because they don't know how to translate, to transmit, to transcend into a presence that will give them power to rule the earth. To be able to move beyond you. It's no longer you. You're moving in the spiritual dimension in who you are, in greatness of God, the power to be who you are. You can rule the earth. You have power to take stones and move them because you're moving in the power. And that's why you have these Nephilites. Write that word down. These Nephilites who are operating in people, and these people that are telling you, I am. I was born like this. You were not born. Regeneration. Your gene. You didn't regenerate your gene. So you took on a Nephilite, the perverted realm. And the perverted realm took you in and overtook your life. And you're powerful, beautiful men and women who have an identity crisis because your gene didn't transcend. You trance. And when you went into a trance, you went into a comatose state. And you allow them to have access to your gene. And you can never move into the transcending soul, into the soulless realm, to have power to speak. That's why when you are a powerful being, you have power to move in the spirit world and dominate. So that's why many people, I don't connect with a lot of people, because they don't even know who they have around them. You're looking at me. This is not me. You're looking at a transcending presence. There's an innate ability inside me to move and maneuver around the world. Because I speak to my body, and my body, I can speak to my body the reversal. I reverse my age. I can transcend in the spirit world because there's power that you can maneuver yourself. And to get into this power is to be able to get out of the flesh, to change the thought process, to bring you into the source of where you are. There's greatness over you. There's many of you, I can give you a prophetic word right now and say, this time tomorrow will a shackle of flour be sold in the gate, and two shackles of barley be sold at the gate. And you will think in your mind, now listen to this, Evangelist Diane Pryor and people of God. Listen to this. If I tell you right now, Joseph James, that by this time tomorrow, would a shackle of flour be sold in the gate and two shackles of barley, do you know what the sound would do, my sound would go? Let me explain this to you so you'll understand this. Listen to this. Let's go to 2 Kings chapter 7, and let me show you exactly the power of frequency and show you the power of who you are. Listen to this. 2 Kings chapter number 7. 2 Kings chapter number 7. Now, here's Elijah, because I'm revealing to you. That's why prophetic people need to stop hanging with pathetic people who are acting prophetic, but they're arrogant. Stop sowing. Stop giving money to people who can't teach you how to transcend to transmit. I'm showing you how to transcend to transmit. To transcend means to transcend thought and then transmit. You have power to transcend, and then you got power to transmit to demons. You can transcend to transmit. You can tell demons once you transcend what to do. And the demon has to obey you because what? You have power. When you have power, you have authority over the prince. Listen to this. Transcend to transmit. When you transcend, God give you data to transmit to them, and they will have to obey because they have to understand the principle. The principles overrule the principality. The principle overrule the princes because you're getting information from the king who's giving it to the gene to give you to transmit, transcend to transmit, to talk to them, to tell them what to do. That's why when David, when Jesus, or when Paul dealt with the demonic spirit, they understood him. And then the sons of Sceva, the counterfeit, went over and told demons to come over. And then they told demons, we adjure you by Jesus, by who Paul preached. And those demons said to them, Paul we know, Jesus we know, who are you? Because they didn't understand the frequency. They don't listen to you. When you transcend, you transmit. The king, the gene in you, transcend to what? Transmit. Transcend to transmit. A transgender don't transcend to transmit because he wouldn't be operating out of his identity. When you transcend, you trans... Oh, good God Almighty. Woo! I'm teaching today. I'm not teaching y'all. The gene, the corona in you, the corona, the crown that covers the gene in you, transcend the gene, transcend the transmit. When you transmit, you have power over demon spirits to tell demons what to do. If you tell them what to do, they'll behave. Then you have power to resist the devil, and he will do what? Flee. But he will come back, and he goes around looking for a place to go. And he comes back to see if your house is what? Empty, and try to come back. But you have power in the spirit world to understand that spiritual dimension in the things of the kingdom of God. So when I prophesy date, time, month, year, God let me transcend to transmit. He gives me data because I've got access to the demons that cause something to happen during that time of your life. So whatever the DNA was in your life that demons attacked you in, God will let me take the gene, the atom, to do what? The atom will give you power to do what? To move into the gene. The gene will move you into the cells. The cells will give you molecular systems into the pineal gland, the crystal of God. You will rule in the realm of the spirit. So you will tell demons how to obey, and your body will heal people because of the synergy of eternity in humanity, because you have permission from his deity to move and rule and reign. Now let me end on this so you can understand sound, because I'm going to show you for some of you all about this time tomorrow. And that will be Labor Day. Many of you will see supernatural things begin to transmit on this day leading to tomorrow and the weeks ahead. Let's move into that. Then Elijah said, here, underline here, that's an ear, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus said the Lord, tomorrow about this time, shall a fine measure of flour be sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel, in the gate of Samaria. Now, follow me here. In the gate of Samaria. Then the Lord, on whom the king leave, answereth the man of God. Be very careful who you lean on when you're receiving a word that's going to be prophetic and it's going to change your life or alter your life forever or alter an illegal DNA in you. Here's what he said. Behold, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, might this thing be? He never said would. He said about this time tomorrow, it will happen. Here's the power, prophetic people. Listen to this. Listen to this, Sister Webb. Listen to this, Sister Nelson. Listen to this, Jordan. Listen to this, William. Listen to this, McLeod. Listen to this, Patterson. Listen to this, Ward. Listen to this. He said, about this time tomorrow, immediately when he spoke the word out of his mouth, he had power in the spirit world to what? The gene that transmit, the gene that transcend, the transmit. Immediately in the spirit world, the gene in you, the gene that covers the corona, the crown in you, did what? It transcends. To move in the transcend, one must move above cognitive, outside the norm, so you can move into the spirit in the presence of God. To move at that level, one to transcend is one to rise above, exceed, and transcend the limits of thought. That's why many people right now, you all are feeling dysfunctional in the earth right now. You're feeling dysfunctional. Really, you're not dysfunctional. Your mind is far greater than what you're watching, you're hearing. Some of the stuff you hear in the media, it doesn't add up. But people that are influencing you, it's right. It isn't. You're transcending. The gene is transcending to transmit. The gene in you is transcending to transmit. The power that you have inside you, woman of God, Sister Shamika Wiggins, this is a very powerful time for you, woman of God. That's why the enemy is attacking you. I even hear the word transportation. He's attacking you. He's attacking you in every area. And it's almost like, what am I doing? I'm being faithful to my pastor. I'm doing what I need to do. Because, woman of God, you're tapping into a spiritual dimension that the enemy is attacking the thing that drives you, transports you, transportation to get you from one location. So God is saying, now use your mind. Go inside your gene and tap into the transcending to transmit. And if I transcend, you can transmit. Your data will move you above and beyond the fault of what of limits to surpass human cognitive ability beyond the ordinary of common experience of human knowledge. What you do is where the human mind in and ability in God, divine, supernatural, infinite power then begins. You become just like him because you operate in the presence of him. You are his document in the earth realm. Many of us, we're documents in the earth realm. We're documentation in the earth realm. We're carrying the documents in us to rule and reign over any demonic power and principality. The Greek word or the Hebrew word from transcend is called Hikadish, H-I-T-K-A-D-I-S-H, Hikadish, to surpass, outdo, exceed. That means you move beyond the limits of thoughts where you at right now, your thoughts move to the exact detail. You don't even have to move your body. You can send your thoughts and it'll heal somebody in the hospital. You can send your thoughts and miracles and signs and wonder what happened because you're moving, you're transcending. You're moving into a presence and you're making demons move. You're not the family member that's dying. You're making a death demon behave so that family member can live and have access because in your spiritual dimension, the early church apostles, their body, their shadow heal people. Why? Because the shadow is a realm in the spirit. The sun shifts. The sun shifts the sun. The sun shifts. It shifts to your body, and your body shows a shadow. Sun shifts. Then your shadow heals. So you will never touch your body carrier present in sun shifts. He didn't want you to keep being apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, the teacher. I'm moving you to sonship. The sun shifts. Your shadow heals. Sonship heals. You're healing through your sonship. You have power in the glory of God to move in those spiritual dimensions. All of this buffoonery that they're talking about to move you into a presence of God like never before. And who you are. The Greek word is called hupabello. It's to overthrow, beyond, to run beyond, to move in that presence that is so glorified in the very essence of God, to move into that spiritual realm. Because you are course changers. Apostles are course changers. Prophets are course changers. You're changing the course because of who you are in the presence of God. Let me end right here. Did I say it was going to end before? Well, let's do it now. Let's go ahead. Jeremiah, this is King, 2 Kings 7. He said, hear ye the word of the Lord. And thus said the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall the shackle of flour be sold at the gate. Flour be sold for shackle, 2 measures of barley at the gate. Then the Lord, for which the kingling answered the man of God. And he said, behold, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, might this thing be. And he said these words. And he said, behold, thou shalt see it with thy eyes, but thou shalt not eat thereof. Why? Because what he did is the prophetic dimension that he had him in, he was telling the Lord, for which the king leans on, who was in the famine, he was telling them, there will no longer be a famine in the city because my Adam went and connect with my cell to bring you into the molecular system. I've opened you up so that you will understand that tomorrow what I just did is 24 hours, I went into 1,000 years because I transcend. Paul said, your 24 hours, yours is 1,000 years to God. I went into 1,000 years to show you that in 24 hours, you can move into 1,000 years. You can move ahead. You can go back 1,000 years and pull genealogy out. You can go ahead. Your 24 hours is as 1,000 years to God. So I'm giving you access to the frequency of what was because it was already written. As it is written, I'm taking you to where it was written, not what somebody told you, not what somebody hurt you, not what somebody did. I'm taking you to your original place. 1,000 years, it is written. My 24 hours is taking you to 1,000 years to where it was written. As it is written, I had not seen, they can't see it. Ear have not heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man. The thing for which God happened in that level. I'm bringing you into understanding that spiritual dimension. Here's what he said. And there were 4 leprous men at the entering. Now listen to this. This is the gate. They're at the entrance of the gate. Now, here's the gate. Listen to this. This is the gate. They're standing at the entrance of the gate. So they're not in the city. They're not outside the city. They're at the entering of the gate. They said to themselves, if we stay at the entering of the gates, we'll die. If we go into the camp gate, we'll die there too, because it's a famine. Let's go into the host of the camp of the enemy. Now notice this. Here's what they have. If we say we will enter into the city, then the famine is in the city. Then we should die. If we stay here at this place, we're going to die. We die also. Now, therefore, come, let us fall unto the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we should live. If they kill us, we should die. Now, they rose up early in the morning. Listen to this. In the twilight, is when light, you know how the sun is going up, and then the darkness is coming out? The twilight. They meet up, but they don't match up. Sound meets enemy. Sound meets light in darkness. Sound meets light. Transmit over darkness. Sound and light. They meet up, they don't match up. At the twilight, here it is. Sound overrule darkness. Sound overrule it. Now watch this. Rose up to go into the camp of the Syrians. And when they came to the uttermost part of the camp, Syrians, behold, there was no man in the camp. For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise. What was the noise? The noise came from Elijah, who tapped into the gene to get into what the atom to the gene to tap into cellular. That's what y'all talking on phones around the world, cellular. When you are one place, you could talk to a person around the world. Cellular. His gene tapped into the cellular. The molecule went to the pineal gland to release the synergy of the power to rule. The synergy to rule. Here's what he said. Sound is dominant. It's dominating the earth realm. Sound is the power of the earth. I prophesy to many world leaders because I was able to go to the place when I prophesy into a person's life. I'm not prophesying into you. I'm prophesying into demon spirits that are holding up what's yours rightfully. So Elijah tells them about this time tomorrow. He went into it is written. He went into the spoken word and decreed it in 24 hours. It shall come to pass because demons have to obey your transcending to transmit. I transmit data, and God created a sound over human lives to make them run and flee for their lives. They heard a sound and flee and left everything in the camp. Some of you, you're getting ready to move into a place where God is moving all enemies out of your way, out of your territory, so you will have access and you will be able to be the ruling. You will dominate the earth realm. That's what this 2019 was all about. It was fear sent to mess with the corona of you, your gene, and try to cause your gene to be fearful. And if your gene transcends into fear, it transmits into the gender of another man, transgender, and they rule you from the gene of your brain, and you operate in fear because whatever was your God, they use that God against you to make you do things illegally against your body. So many people, out of the place of fear, allow some other to transcend, to transmit, and they control you by transmitting information to cause fear to grip your heart, your ear, to make you do what they want you to do. And the truth is out now, and no one can do anything about it because they already passed laws and rules and regulations can put many people in a difficult position. So 2024, 2025, 2026, 2027 are very pivotal years for the advancement of the genealogy, but many people can't. So the word went into the camp. They heard a sound of a noise, and they fled for their life. God is doing what? He's confusing our enemies. He's confusing the world. That's why the ones who used to rule the world are confused. Look at the president of the United States. He's confused. Look at Donald Trump. They're confused. These people are confused. Look at the major celebrity, these actors, these people, their leadership in town. They're confused. They don't know what to do. That's why they need prophets in their life so they can be able to prophesy back into those spiritual dimensions of what was spoken by what? The Jesuit order, the Catholic Church, the royal family, the high-ranking families of the world. And they're bringing things back into us. We're in the Deuteronomy. We're in right back around. It's your time. It's your season. It's the dispensation of time. But the problem is people don't know what to do when it's their season. That's in. To bring you to understand the power of who you are and how important you are in this dispensation of time. So you will know strategically what is about to happen. We're on our way to a major world chaos. Telling you. You see the climate of the world? It's getting ready. What I saw literally a riot. I saw a major riot right in America. It was like a major riot. And this riot was a riot that was almost unstoppable. Police couldn't do anything. National Guard, because most of our military army is all around other places in the world. They're not here. They're around the world. It's almost like it couldn't be stopped. And literally, it was martial law. Everything was in effect. And people were everywhere. And there was nothing that nobody can do. It was all every man for himself. People, brace yourself in the land. I'm totally concerned about what we're about to see and what we're about to experience universally for many people. You have to brace yourself. What people are thinking and getting ready to transpire with the president outgoing, well, President Trump and the Biden, that's nothing compared to what's being revealed now, prophetically at this time. Brace yourself. Hold on, stay. It's here. And so many of you who are prophetic people, you are in one of the most powerful positions in the earth realm. And the hand of God is on you. And God has prophetic a voice in the land that will be far greater than a Dr. King voice, a Malcolm X, a president of the United States, major world preachers. There will be a powerful move in the land that will cease all of these things. And you will know it, men and women of God. Stay tuned. There's more information I will be bringing to many of you to share with you on this day. All right. I'm going to minister to a few of you prophetically. I have to prepare for our service today. I want to personally invite you to join us at our sanctuary today in the city of Harvey, Illinois. That's 231. It's down on the street, 31 East, 146th Street. I'm looking forward to blessing God's people on today. It's going to be a powerful word from the Lord to our Restoration Destiny Center in the city of San Antonio, Texas. We will be there with you all on the 17th. All leaders, prepare yourself. We're going to be trying to cut into our Wednesday to do what we was planning to do previously, but due to unforeseen circumstances, and that's not like me, but unforeseen circumstances, that was a change. But we will be at our local church today in Harvey. I would love for you to come and fellowship with us. It'll be a life-changing word for many of you, and I want you to connect. All right, this is the first Sunday in this month. And many of you who have been my partners and friends who have connected with us globally and around the world, you've heard the word of God. You've been blessed by this ministry, and this ministry has been a blessing. But I need your partnership and your support, and I ask that you will partner with me. But I need you all to do something. I need many of you who are on here, if you have not followed me, go to my page and follow me on Facebook. Then go to my YouTube page under Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry and follow me over there. And you will get notification of our services. You can also follow me on Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry Facebook page over there as well, so you can follow me. You really need to follow me because there's many things that I have been given access to reveal to many of you. I have so many opposition, but that's not going to stop the position of what God is revealing to me for you, many of you all. So follow me on my Facebook page. Go ahead and hit like. Lorraine Matthews, Dr. Matthews, follow me on Facebook and connect with me. Then follow me over on Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry page, or you can look on Lorraine Matthews Ministry page and follow me as well there. Connect with me, okay? All right, I'm going to give you all the opportunity to be a blessing. Some of you all, this is the first of the month, so I want to give you an opportunity to sow a seed into this ministry. This is a critical month here for us. And I want you to call this seed the transcending seed, transcending. I want you to be a blessing to sow a seed of $55. Those of you who sow this seed of $55, it's a very powerful number, transcending seed. I'm going to sow that seed. If you can sow more, I greatly appreciate it ahead of time. I appreciate your partnership, your connection with us. If you're sowing the transcending seed today, I'm sowing it today, and I want you to be committed to that. If you would do that, man, you would do that, woman, thank you, person that's going to sow that. Thank you today. You can do it via Cash App, RFPIM. You can do it via Zelle at WeRestoreYou, that letter U, at yahoo.com. WeRestoreYou, the letter U, at yahoo.com. Or you can sow it at Cash App, RFPIM. You can also do it at Zelle at WeRestoreYou at yahoo.com. If you want to go to our website, you can go up to our website and you can sow the seed there. Go to WeRestoreYou, the letter U.org, WeRestoreYou.org, and be a blessing. I appreciate your seed in advance. If you want to connect with this ministry and be part of it, if you don't have a ministry, you said, Prophet Matthew, I want to be a virtue member. I watch you on Facebook. I see you on your Facebook. I see you share information on your Instagram. We connect with you on YouTube. We want to be part of it. I want to give you an opportunity. Call our office number at 877-912-2027. That's 877-912-2027. 2027 and connect with it. It's my heart desire to connect with you, who you are, and what you are. So do that today, friend. Be a blessing to this ministry. This ministry is a life-changing ministry. We're encrypting the codes in you so you can be a crypt to take the nation by storm on behalf of your family and who you are in the kingdom of God. Amen. Bless you on today is my prayer. May the Lord navigate you in the right direction. My administrative team, if you can put that information up there, if some of you were so go over there and receive some of those stars there over there right there, go over there. It says stars enable. Go over there and do that if you would. Appreciate it as well. Purchase some of those stars over there to let us know your support and your connecting with us as we connect with the world and change the world with the word of God. There are many kingdom leaders. We're traveling around the United States. We'll be in different cities around the world. We're heading to different areas. We love to see you in those areas. We love to connect with you. I take it a tremendous honor and pleasure to serve you in every capacity that I can as a kingdom leader. I celebrate the God in you and the mandate on your life on today. All right. Bless you on today. Looking to see you in the place, in the building, because there will be a powerful word from the Lord for your life. Amen. We're heading to Orlando, Florida. This coming week, we'll be there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with a powerful word from the Lord. The following week, we'll be in San Antonio, Texas. We're heading to Atlanta, Georgia. We're going to be there in Atlanta, Georgia for a powerful event that will be the debut of our book as well as the movie that's coming out by my great friend, Dr. Todman. She's a powerful woman of God. They have everything in place. You want to be there. You want to connect with real, authentic people. Please connect with us. We want you to be blessed today. We want you to connect with us today, and we want you to be part of all that the Lord is doing for your life, your destiny, and your purpose. Many of you, I celebrate the greatness of God over your life and who you are to the kingdom of God and to the life. She'll be having the Lady Wisdom Conference. I'll be there on September 30 for the Lady Wisdom Conference. We'll be sharing our book. It's a powerful movie. You will be blessed. Go ahead. Join us in the city of it's Peachtree Corner, Georgia. We'll be there. Preach the word worldwide, neighbor, Dr. Todman, a very powerful woman of God, Merlin Todman. Dr. Merlin Todman, we're going to be there. It's going to be a powerful time. I want to see you in the city there, Georgia. The powerful movie is out. It's life-changing. It will bless your heart. Don't forget, people of God, we're looking to see you. Then we're coming back to Illinois for October. We're going to have our our Family Value Conference. That's going to be the 27th, 28th, and 29th of October. And then we're hitting to Eleanor for a powerful women's conference that we will be doing. And we love to see you in these places because we're sharing the word of God. So many of you have been distant, the 27th through the 29th, thank you, administrator, Family Value Conference. So many of you have been disenfranchised, and I understand your heart. I understand, believe me, I understand the heart of many of you and the pressure of pastoring. So many of the pastors are going through so many horrendous things. I want to connect with some of you pastors and connect with you. I'm a man that understands pastors, wives, family. I'm a PK kid. So one will connect with you to be a friend of yours, to support your ministry in some of the challenging times we're in. All right? All right. I said I'm going to minister to a few people. Is Sister Debbie following me today? I just want to make sure. Sister Debbie, if you're on, let me know if you're there. Sister Debbie, the Lord really been dealing with me with you. Sister Peter Gay, is you on today? If you're on today, let me know if you're there. These are two people that God keep dropping you all in my spirit. He locks you in my spirit very heavily. I don't know your name, Sister Edwina Haley Burnside. You want to be a virtual member, call our office number, call that office number there, ma'am. We want to connect with you. This is Sister Peter Gay. This is a word for you from the Lord. I see it's like a heavy cloud. It's a weight. It's like a cloud on you. And I see this heavy cloud is like weighing on you. And you've been asking the Lord, it's been like almost over the last 6 months, something have literally hit your household. And I see you've been weeping and crying and weeping and crying and weeping and crying. And you're trying to understand what is this thing that's going on concerning a son. What is it going on? It's like son-father relationship. And it's almost like it's breaking your heart inside. The Lord had me praying for you like a couple of weeks ago. And it literally like something just, it's like you couldn't even, it's like you got a call from your job. Like, what is this going on? Here we go again. The Lord is working some things out on your behalf. But it's almost like some promises, some things you made as it relates to your children you gave to the Lord. And the enemy is attacking the male gene. He's attacking at every level, like it's out of control. It's out of control. This is a season where the Lord is saying, fast, because God is working some things out as it relates to some things you share with him. I'm looking at between 2014, 15, and 16. 2014, 15, and 16. God is revealing to those tabs, especially like 2013. And those are some things you put before the Lord. And the Lord said, this is the time I'm taking you back to my word of some things you gave to me. You shifted some things. So the Lord is saying it's time to get back into the divine of him order so he can move on some things that were open. There were some things that were open, like open access. The calls, the chaos, not necessarily you, but family things, caused some chaos. And the enemy is attacking the seed. It's almost like the enemy is trying to cause like a suicide thought, deep issue, deep pain. And I was praying, and like the Lord had me to jump up at night. I'm like, what is going on? And I started praying for the strength of the family and God to move over this child for a breakthrough, that breaking right through, because the enemy is trying to take something that's precious to you all, precious. And God said, go back to my word. Get in my word and remember. There's even some things that I saw you wrote down, writing. God is saying, go back to what you had told me in that season that you were in and watch me move. Sometimes we'll let our job and our career overrule choices and decisions. And God is trying to get your attention in a season so he can align things back up. God's word is there. You have to go back to his word so he can move. And there's some healing going forth. I hear the word family, things in a family, healing going forth. There's a clashing, but God said, I'm doing the mending. The enemy want to cause the separating. God want to do the mending and the clashing. So I prophesy this day that God has to be unsold, that the soulless realm, that soulless realm in the middle that's terrorizing the family. I'm even seeing God is going in so right now and cutting in that piercing, the soulless realm that's terrorizing. I see the spirit of terror terrorizing some things. And I speak and decree breakthroughs in Jesus' name for you this day. Go back to the word of God, what he told you and some things you released to him, and watch what God is going to do and show you exactly the details of some things you said to him. Amen. God is moving on your behalf. Sister Debbie, I want you to know this. God has his hand on two projects. There's two projects. It's something you're undertaking even right now. You're doing right now. The Lord is working strategically on your behalf, strategically on your behalf, under the radar. Under the radar, he's working strategically for you to mend some things on your behalf. There's some things you've been a little tired about, but God is working some things out. The project that you have your hand in right now is going to be a blessing. I even see like a job opportunity. Somebody wanting to offer you some work, like a job, a project, like a job. It's going to bless you because it's going to do some things for you. But don't lose sight of what you're doing and the plan for which God has for you. All right, those on the blog side, thank you, my administrator. She's letting me know the blog side, people. We bless you on today over there. Continue to stay focused. Join us over here real quickly. I'm going to end in a few minutes. Those men and women of God on the blog side who are very faithful, thank you. My great friend over there, our intercessors and prayer warriors on our blog side, we bless the Lord for you, you and you on today who have been committed to doing what you do. We appreciate you on today. Thank you, our kingdom leaders over there, our intercessors and prayer warriors over there. Okay, bless you. Send your hand over there, administrator. Have a phenomenal day over there on the blog side. Okay, now.